phase one of a brand new terminal in Charleston now open. Here to tell us more about the project and its impact on agriculture in South Carolina is South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers. And this is kind of a big deal, isn't it, Commissioner?
It is, because when it's finished completely, phase two or maybe three, it will double the capacity of the port. So I guess Hugh Weathers went to see the Hugh Leatherman Terminal a couple of weeks ago. And one of the fascinating parts about it, it is built on the old Navy base, which those who know the history of that was one of the largest employers in Charleston for a number of years. And when it closed, really thought it would be an impact on the economy, which it was for a while. But the number of things they are doing with that property, pretty impressive. But now this new terminal for the State Ports Authority is one of the biggest. And it's big for agriculture and agribusiness.
Yeah, because this kind of expansion can really mean that the number of ag goods leaving South Carolina, going overseas or to other parts of the U.S., can really see a jump.
Well, it does, because the records show that almost a fourth of everything that goes out of the port is a forest product. A lot of logs leave out of there, some lumber, chips, other things, and a little over 13% of the exports are ag-related, foodstuffs or ag materials. Like distillers' grain feeds going to other part of the world. Imports, really agribusiness plays a big part in that too, because last year about 6.5% of things that came through the port coming into our country were forest-related, and almost 5% was food and agriculture-related, like eating some fertilizers come in through the port and are handled there. So it is a great resource for the agribusiness industry and farmers in South Carolina.
I was surprised to learn that this new terminal is the first new container terminal built in the U.S. in more than a decade.
You know, I was too when I first learned that. Of course, you got to realize, 2008 to 10 was a pretty good recession, so that probably slowed things down. And then who knows, over the last 10 years, just no one's taken quite as aggressive a stance as the South Carolina Ports Authority have taken. You take this new terminal combined with deepening the Charleston Harbor, it really will bode well when all of these bigger ships are built and come in. Combined with the deepening project, Charleston Harbor will be able to handle the bigger ships that bring many more containers per ship. Just recently, Charleston had the largest container ship in the world come into the port. So when the deepening is finished, these large ships will be able to come in at high tide as well as low tide. So take a combination of all the things that they're investing in with the state port. Again, it means a great deal to the overall economy of South Carolina, as well as the ag economy.
Great news for South Carolina. And with South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.